I'm Shelby Herbert, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUAC, where I work in Fairbanks, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $82.80 per barrel to $81.51 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $78.87 per barrel to $78.15 per barrel. Breweries and wineries faced many more restrictions in Alaska than restaurants and bars. The state loosened rules earlier this year, but three breweries say the new rules don't go far enough. They're suing the Alaska Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office Director and the Alaska Alcoholic Beverage Control Board over restrictions on offering live entertainment. For the Alaska Economic Report, KBBI's Jamie Deep has more.
It's a slow afternoon at Grace Ridge Brewing, but it's hardly quiet. The sound of machinery whirs throughout the Homer Tap Room as co-owner Sherry C. talks about starting the brewery 8 years ago with her husband, Don.
Don wanted to open a brewery to make good beer, but mostly to be part of the community and to be able to offer a few year-round jobs in Homer.
Grace Ridge is one of three breweries and wineries suing the state over its rules on offering live entertainment. Up until the beginning of this year, state laws banned breweries and wineries from having live entertainment on site. Now, a Senate bill that took nearly 10 years to create allows breweries to hold four events a year. Businesses must spend $100 to apply for a permit every time. Steed says Grace Ridge serves as a hub for community events and fundraisers, but the restrictions limit what people can do there.
We love being a community spot, and we've had singers want to come and practice. We've had play people want to come and practice, and we're just like, no.
Anchorage Brewery Zip Kombucha is another plaintiff on the case. Owner Jesse Janes says he started the business in the Jewish synagogue by making kombucha, a fermented tea drink. Over time, they got their own facility and added various alcoholic drinks, including cider and hard kombucha. He says they initially had a restaurant license and held open mic events, dance classes, and more. But when they changed to a brewery license, the rules prevented them from holding those events.
I think that the state government doesn't really have the constitutional right to pick and choose which businesses they think should succeed and fail or have priorities over others. And I think that's all these laws are really meant to do is give one business type preference over another business type.
Jane says some breweries apply for full service licenses as well, but they are expensive. He says they can cost up to $300,000. Pacific Legal Foundation is representing the breweries in the lawsuit. Attorney Donna Matias says that by not allowing live entertainment, the law is a clear violation of freedom of speech under the state and federal constitutions.
So it's not just I'm speaking words or I'm writing words. It's performances, it's theater, it's poetry. It's all of that is considered protected by the First Amendment.
By only restricting entertainment for certain businesses that serve alcohol, Matias says the rules also violate the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution. Alaska Assistant Attorney General Kevin Higgins said in an email statement the state is considering filing a motion to dismiss the case. The lawsuit doesn't have the support of the Brewers Guild of Alaska. The guild works to develop craft brewing in the state through holding conferences and working to change laws. Board President Lee Ellis says that attempting to change things through a lawsuit takes a long time. It also only targets one issue breweries face.
From our standpoint, the sooner we start looking at further legislative changes to enhance privileges of manufacturers across the state, the sooner we'll probably reach those goals.
But Jason Davis, owner of Sweet Gale Meadworks and Cider House in Homer, signed on to the lawsuit. He started his business 3 years ago and is known for sourcing most of his ingredients locally on the Kenai Peninsula. He says while they stay busy in the summer, the restrictions on live entertainment keep them from having events with performers to bring in more business.
I'm often asked by musicians if they could perform out on my patio or if they could announce to their fans that they're going to be having a pop-up live performance here. And it's something that would be fun for me, fun for my customers, and it would be a great way of bringing in more business, especially during the slower winter months.
At the end of the day, Davis says winning the lawsuit would be a small step towards leveling the playing field between breweries and bars. In Homer, I'm Jamie Deep.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.